Hey Zen friends, welcome to Crazy Zen Life. I'm your host, Brittany Swan.
And I'm your host, Shannon Kessler. Join us as we navigate life on and off our yoga mats. Hey Shannon.
Hey Britt.
Are you over football?
No. Oh, okay, wait. Okay. Let's find, I have a very distinct line with football. I'm a college girl. I love college football. Pro football, I'm out. I'm over it. I was over it before the season even started.
Me too. I mean, I go in and out. Like, I like... Actually, I'm out. I can't deal with it anymore. I'm looking so forward to Super Bowl. It's not even funny, though. So that's, like, the end of it all. And I get my Sundays back because my husband's obsessed with NFL. So I'm like, let's go in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I look forward to... I do look forward to Super Bowl. It's really,
I love the Super Bowl because we go to your house and watch it. And even Eleanor the other day was like, Mom, where are we watching the Super Bowl? I was like, well, probably this one. She was like, yes!
I know. Like, okay. I need to get my appetizers ready.
I know. We gotta get some good, like, plant-based grazing going on.
We did have a really good plant-based cheese last year, which was a sleeper hit. It looked like... something questionable, but it was delicious.
Do you remember I made the buffalo chicken dip, and nobody knew that it was jackfruit?
Yeah, everybody ate it.
And they were like, oh my, it's so good. I'm like, right?
Actually.
Wink, wink.
You put buffalo in anything, I feel like it's just a win.
If buffalo can't help what you're trying to put it in, that dish has no hope.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's done.
And then you put some kind of like faux ranch in it or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was good.
Yeah, it was really good. I could break that out again.
Yeah, that's a definite.
Delish.
I mean, jackfruit. Although it has no nutritional value, it's basically like lettuce, but...
Is it really?
It's, yeah, there's nothing.
There's nothing in there?
No.
Huh.
Unfortunately, no. I think there's like maybe a little bit of vitamin C or something. I don't know.
I'll take it.
I'm just taking a guess.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, so I'm over the tackling, but today we're going to tackle a big subject that we get asked about a lot.
Yes.
And it is about friendships.
Mm-hmm. And with the new year... It's you're always trying to find ways to better yourself. Like, how can you do better? Sorry, Georgie, you're so sweet. Thank you for joining us today. She's not barking. She's just now in the studio.
Yeah, she's just like, I'm just going to
hang
on. Here
you go, girl.
She's just high maintenance. And you're later, you're like 30s and over. Maybe mid-25.
Yes, we were talking to a friend of ours who's, you know, mid-20s a little while ago. And it's just really fun to watch... when the light bulb goes off, you know, in that friendship moment. Because in your 20s, you're hanging on to friendships that you've had for a long time, and you feel like, we've been friends forever. We should always be friends. And then you realize, well, you know what? I'm not the same person I was when we were maybe at the height of our friendship. You know, when you're 17, you're a lot different than when you're 23, 24, 25. So you're starting to grow into your own, and it's okay. It is okay if you grow apart. and that's, you shouldn't be the same person at 25 as you are at 18. Like, you should just keep.
Well, if you are, then we need to do a little bit of self-evaluation.
Right. And just, you know, just start making things that challenge you more so you can start growing. And that process is super uncomfortable. And I say it all the time. Like, you could not pay me to go back to my 20s. They were a good time, but I mean, it was like a dumpster fire for like a long time. Like, no thanks.
I think I ate out of the dumpster. I don't know. Like, it, but yes, 20s were meant for that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, mm-hmm. Carrie Bradshaw was right.
Right.
Like,
she nails it in everything she does.
Yes. I mean, your 20s are for that learning period.
Yeah.
So when you get into your 30s and you're a little bit more established of, you know, not, it doesn't have to be career wise, but also it might be mindset and confidence wise.
Yes.
So then you start to notice and around your surroundings about the people that offer more to you. And so that's something that we talk a lot about. If you've listened to some of our other episodes about the Zen friends, that was our very first episode.
Yeah.
So this is kind of like an elaboration on that. So when you're in your 30s and you have a friend and you're just kind of like, okay, should I maintain this friendship?
Well, I think for a long time, you don't trust yourself to know that answer. Because again, like you're still like in your 30s, you're still kind of growing into this person that you're like, I think I like who I'm going to be. And you make good decisions, you make bad decisions, and you start giving yourself more grace about making the bad decisions. And you understand that, you know, mistakes are going to happen. You're still able to learn. You still want to learn. So you still have to be able to make mistakes to get there. And friendships come with that too. I mean, there are friendships that you make in your 30s that you feel like, okay, I'm going to dive all in with this person. And I really like it. You know, like this is great. And you get in, you're like, yeah, abort, abort, get me out. Abort. This is not for me. Like, and it's okay.
It's like a bad Instagram filter. Right.
You're like
all of a sudden, you're like, oh, that was not cute. A good idea.
Right. And you get to the point where in a friendship, if it's not serving you and you're not serving that person, if you're bringing out the worst in yourself or you're the worst in that person, you need to do yourself a favor and let that friendship go. Mm-hmm. And if you truly do care about that person and that friendship, then let that friendship go too. And know that it's okay to walk away. That doesn't make you a bad person. That makes you an honest person. And that's, if you can look at yourself in the mirror at night, you're like, you know what? I made the right decision. I'm okay with this. Then, you know, I cream it up and go to bed. Like, you're good.
And, you know, and the friendships that last a lifetime, mm-hmm. those are amazing. Yes. So we're also speaking to those. Like, those are, if you... those take a lot of work, mm-hmm. and they're worth the work, yes. when you're willing to put that in.
100%
But if both parties or even one side is basically saying, this is no longer working for me, which is okay.
Yeah.
And like Shan just said, it does take a little bit of time sometimes to figure it out. It may take years.
It does. Yeah.
Because you, women, and I am a woman and I understand this, we try to force a fit sometimes, mm-hmm. with shoes.
It's like the whole sweater. Cinderella thing.
Yes. And I think we will try to force something to happen, yeah. because
it's the expectation. You expect it to be that way. And in fact, that's funny that you say that, because one of my New Year's goals is to have more flexibility in my expectations, to know that when I set it out there, like, it doesn't have to be this way and only this way. Mm. Like, it's okay. Like, your expectations need to be moldable and, like, you know, be able to get over it. Because if you don't, you're going to be setting yourself up for disappointment time and time and time again. And I don't want to do that. I want to do it. So.
Yeah, you can't do that. And yes, yeah. you can't force the fit.
You can't force the fit.
Square peg, round hole.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do that. Yeah. So when that has run its course,
mm-hmm.
and we've made the decision to either cut the cord.
Yes.
Or we're going to start maintaining that. What tips can we give our listeners to try to maintain the friendships into the 30s? Like, you've established a friendship, you've gotten through the nitty gritty, and how do we help maintain that?
I think you listen more when you become a good friend, and you listen with the intent of hearing and understanding instead of listening with the intent to respond. And I feel like the older I get and the more, like, in-depth I get with my friendships, I just listen way better now than I did even, like, 5 years ago, and certainly 10 years ago, because I wasn't I'm not nodding so fast so that I can, you know, say the next thing to keep going and, you know, keep the story going. But it's actually listening to what my friends are saying and understanding that our time together is just that. I mean, it's filling both buckets. And if both buckets aren't getting full, then you need to reevaluate the friendship, because I don't want to just dump anything on anybody, and I don't want to be in anybody's dumping ground either. I mean, mm-hmm. we've all had those friendships that it's been like the energy vampires, like they walk into a room and you just are exhausted when they leave because you're like, oh my God, they sucked everything out of me. Like, I'm just emotionally and physically so tired after, you know, being around some people. And those are the kind of people where I'm like, they're the first to go. I'm like, you know what? Let's be friends via, you know, social media,
mm-hmm.
right where I mm-hmm. can keep you and turn you off when I need to turn you off. And that unfollow, is okay with me, right?
Here you go. Mute, unmute.
Yeah. So okay. I think my advice would be to listen more.
I think that's a great one. I always come from the school of thought of, especially recent, last 5 years, I get a little bit more in depth more with my friendships mm-hmm. now. I kind of want to see what you're worth. So if you're willing to, like, go down, you don't have, I'm not saying at a cocktail party, I need to know about your your nasty divorce. I'm not saying that. But I also don't like surface talk a lot. So if I know that you're a friend and you've been a friend for a little while, I want you to open up to me a little bit. I tend to shed a little bit more of my soul sometimes. But I want to see if maybe that's, you want to do that too. And it doesn't have to be a tit for tat all right. the time. But I like to not be so surface, not be so, I love to talk about style and fashion and all the fun things too. But like, I also like to talk about life and what makes you tick. Like,
yeah.
What's building your confidence? What's your passion? Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Like, that kind of conversation lights me on fire.
Absolutely.
So also be, I think that's a good way to maintain. And because through your passions and confidence builders, you can lift each other up, which there is no better friendship builder than lifting each other up together.
Yeah.
So that would be my maintaining.
Yeah. Don't be service.
Don't be so service. Although we talked about Buffalo Dip a few minutes ago, and I'm so aware of that, but
no, that's not superficial.
No, just that's telling needed. You
how to have a good appetizer at a football party.
That's needed.
That's needed.
That's needed.
It's a life skill.
Yeah, so I think that maintaining is a crucial point because women have to maintain a different way than men do because we are different. We were put on this earth to be different, and that
we're
is
meant
okay.
To be different. Yeah.
So I do think when you go to your husband or your counterpart that is male, understand that they're not going to compute these things. Like when you're having issues with maybe one of your friends.
Yeah.
When you go to that person and they are not a woman, they're like, what?
Yeah.
Just tell her.
Yeah. I'm like, wait, stop it. Yeah. You don't understand how this works.
Yeah. You don't know the dynamics.
I will say that the older I get, the more I want to deal with things in real time. So it like, and I know that I have a good friendship if I can talk to my friend in real time. Like, if something was bothering me that you said or that I said to you, I'm like, Britt, listen, this isn't sitting well with me. I just need to tell you. And you're not going to come in with, like, a blanket of armor being so defensive. Like, you're like, oh, no, shoot, what happened? What'd I say? What'd I do?
Like, oh, man.
Dang it. Yeah, I mean, but again, we've had 8 years into this friendship. We know.
Deep 8 years.
But that's, you get to the point where you don't want to just speculate anymore. I mean, I don't have time to, like, keep playing it over and over in my head. And I don't want to create, like, these soap opera scenarios on how this story could go down. Like,
I know, right?
I just don't have time. And nor do I have the energy. I don't want to spend my energy that way either. So I'm like, no, let's just get it over with. Let's just talk about it. You know, and that's brings me to the next point. You can have open discussions with people without being a bitch. You don't have to have vindictive language. You don't have to be nasty about things. You can say what you need to say.
You don't have to be passive aggressive either.
You don't have to be passive aggressive. You don't. I mean, that's, you can be an adult and have an adult conversation with adult language. And I think four little words are, adult vernacular. But that's, I think that you just need to be mindful and respectful that your words can have a lasting impression on people. Mm-hmm. And have you ever heard like the story of this mom who on like the first day of middle school with her daughter, who was like 13, she told her to squeeze out a tube of toothpaste onto the counter. And so the daughter did it. And the mom was like, okay, so that toothpaste is like the words that come out of your mouth. Now try to put them back in the toothpaste, tube. And the daughter's like frantically trying to like put it back in. She's like, you can't. Once it's out, it's out. You can't get it back. Can't get it back in. So that story to me has been like one of those revolving like things in my, the frontal lobe where I'm like, you're right. You know what? And you may not even know sometimes that you say things that may, offend a friend or, in a relationship. And you're like, oh, man, I'm really sorry. But it's kind of a stain at that point. You're like, man, I didn't know. Or maybe you did know and you're like, oh, it's still there. My bad. So, just being aware that your words are powerful and to use them carefully.
I even, to the reverse, sometimes I make a big deal of things I did say and the other person's like, what?
Oh, that did. That meant nothing to
me. I'm like, I'm so sorry I said that. Like, I'll go back and like review the night because, everyone does this. Like, after you come home from a party and you're laying in bed and you're like, going through the night and then you're like, Oh, I said that. Oh, that's not very friendly. I've done that. And then, I text the person the next day, like, oh, girl, I didn't even think about it. So, So it goes back to the story you play in your head isn't always the reality of
the narrative,
someone else.
Yeah, that person heard. Yeah.
And this leads me to one other thing. So when you are trying to maintain these friendships and the on the other side of the friendship, sometimes it's not all about, like, you.
Yes.
And so that's a key point, because they're dealing with their own stuff. And mm-hmm. sometimes it's, we want it to be all about us.
Yes.
Because that's the kind of, that's our human nature. We're, you know, we're individualistic people.
We have egos. Yeah.
Yeah. So we want to make it about us. But honestly, the world doesn't really care that much about you right. all the time.
Yeah.
You only have a few moments in the sun. So, and just know that, like, your friend, if going through something, is it's not always all about you. It could be something else.
Absolutely.
So,
I know
it's very vague, but it's the best I can.
No, well, I think that in your 30s, you start to realize that, that, you know, your friendships, like, your friends are, I mean, yes, your friends are always independent of you, but their lives don't revolve mm-hmm. around you and your decisions and your words and your actions. But your words and actions can impact, but again, that doesn't, you don't want to start creating friendships that are just solely about what you can get from somebody.
Exactly.
And then, like, once you start seeing that, then you're like, wait a minute. Okay. All right. So my friend is going through something that, yes, I can help with if she wants me to. Not that I have to help you. I need to feel good about this. No, stop. That's not your place right now. Your place is to listen. And if she wants your help, be there. And just support her however, whatever support looks like for her, that's how you're there.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I like that.
Thanks.
That's pretty good.
That happened just now.
In the closet. So, you've let your friendships go, mm-hmm. and then you're maintaining your friendships. How about, like, making friends? Because this is the number one thing I have been asked, mainly about us. Like, you know, you met later on. You didn't go to mm-hmm. college together. You didn't grow up together. I was like, yeah, you know, we just kind of moved in.
Yeah.
and I do think it's very serendipitous. But also, our friendship took a little work. Mm-hmm. But we had similar interests. So
yes.
that was something that was key to bring us together. So when you're trying to, you know, cultivate, turn up that topsoil.
Yeah.
Maybe finding something that you're interested in.
Mm-hmm. No, which I think is really cool, because when you enter into an arena that's new to you and you meet somebody who is also new to you and also new to what you're doing, you guys bond over the fact that you don't know what you're doing together. And that community, like, that type of fit is so genuine because you're both starting at the same place at the exact same time. So you can kind of lean on each other like, girl, I don't know what I'm doing either. Like, okay, good. You just, again, like, you just want to feel like you belong and you're not alone. So then you've got your new friend to do it. And I mean, I do love, like, friendships in this part of my life because I like who I am. Like, I'm more comfortable in my own skin. I'm more confident in who I am as a person. And, I mean, yes, I'm still learning, and yes, I'm still failing, and yes, I'm still doing all the things, but I'm also really, like, when I meet somebody, like, I'm genuinely interested in knowing about them.
And I would agree with that.
And that doesn't mean I need a new best friend every five people, but it does mean that I'm like, you know what, I really like what she brings to the table, or, you know, like, she's just really nice to have a conversation with, and or maybe she's just really, like, I mean, I've got friends in the yoga studio who I'm sure I've seen out in the community outside of yoga, and I'm like, I know you, but wait a minute.
But your hair's not in a
ponytail. You're not in a ponytail. Yeah, you know, so you kind of think of, like, oh, how do I know this person? What lane do I put them in? I'm not sure. But I don't need to necessarily be friends with every person who I roll out my mat next to in the studio. And that's fine, too. Like, I like our friendships in the studio where we're nice and sweaty. And then I like that, you know, when we're at Target, I'm like, oh, hey, you know, how's it going?
Hey.
This is great. But there's also those people where I'm like, if I pass them in Target, and I don't say hey to you, it's not. I'm honestly just trying to figure out how I know. I'm like, how do I know this person?
I know.
Shoot.
I do that all the time.
I know. I'm like, is it
school? You get that phantom wave.
Is that me? Are you based at somebody behind me? Shoot, I don't know.
I know. Does this person think I'm Shannon?
Dang it. I know, right? That happens
all the time. I'm like, oh, man, I'm not Shannon.
That's my friend. Like, oh, that was a great class you taught. I'm like, that's Brittany.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does take a good class, doesn't she?
That's
not you. I'm like, no, that's my girl. That's my friend.
Yeah. It's okay, though.
Yeah.
Glad you liked the class.
It was a good one.
You know, when I first met my husband, I felt how am I going to say this? So I felt like I had to be a certain person.
Okay.
I think, you know, going back to the whole 20s talk, I felt like there was a certain persona I needed to achieve. Now, this is something that I realized.
Can I ask, was this 30s. Two-toned hair, Brittany? Is that...
I hate you.
There's a reason why I asked
this
question.
No. This is post two-toned hair.
Okay, got it.
Post acrylic nails. Okay. And post ridiculously tan. No.
Well, because
it was post Oompa Loompa skin.
Because that Brittany is so different than Brittany now.
Oh, yeah.
Well, of course you felt like you had to be a different person.
Because you were. You were trying to be Britney Spears. No, this was, like, right around the time I met Landon. And so it was a time where I felt, like, very forced. This is something that a light bulb went off, like, maybe 5 or 6 years ago, is that expectation was put on me. So it was so amazing because once I let all that go.
So when you say that expectation was put on you.
By me.
By you.
Okay. By me. Got it. Yeah. Okay. So that was just, I'm sorry. So that was put on me by me. And I'm like, well, expecting me to be like this. So once I shed all of that, mm-hmm. let go of all that, and like let people see the real me, that was the magic. And then now it's just whatever comes out of that is what is meant to be. So that's kind of the new reality that I live in. So, and it's just a really good place to live in.
Yeah.
It took a lot of time, took a lot of realization, took a lot of wine.
Yeah.
But once I got there, I'm like, oh, you know, these people don't care.
Right.
Because they're trying to figure out themselves.
Yes.
So I think that if, you know, that was a real eye-opening position for me. Oh, so it took me almost, you know, 30 years. I got there though.
No, that's great. I mean, seriously, like in the big scheme of life, you know, you hope you live as many years as you have going, but the first 30 was I feel like you're in a good spot. You know, like some people don't get to that point for many more years to come, and you're like, no, wait. I feel like I got this.
Yeah.
I feel like this is what feels right. Yeah. This feels like the most Brittany. I love that.
Thanks, Boo.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Boo. Yeah. So,
Oh, yeah, that was fun. Yeah. Okay. So, okay, let me ask this. As we are getting into the new year, I know we both have talked about before, like, resolutions of, like, I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm not doing this. Like, we're not cutting things out. We're going to add more things in. Mm-hmm. What are some things that you feel like you want to add in for 2019?
Okay. I posted this on Instagram, but I want to add in more patience. I think I'm doing better, but I could always do better in that. Mm-hmm. Sometimes my temper can get the best of me, especially just trigger things like my anxiety peaks and that it just starts getting out of control. So, but I've learned better to manage it, but still patience is something I have to work on.
Now, when you ask for more patience, you know what comes with that, right? More like things that are going to test your patience.
So
you know, when you're like, why is all this happening? Those are the tests that the universe is like, okay, girl, I feel like you're ready. How are you going to do it? Pop quiz. How you doing?
I might fail.
So just know that that's coming. And it's you don't have to pass every day.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I always say, I'm like, is it a speeding ticket on this test or is it below freezing? Where am I? Where am I on the number scale?
Oh. I don't know where I'm going to be on the number scale, but yeah, I want to do better. I want to add more patience, and then I want to add more handstands.
Yeah,
I kind of left that behind. I went for the pull-up goal, and I got it, and I'm still going to keep on that, and because I'm still going to do more. But I kind of aborted my handstand journey to go do other things. So I'm going to go back to the handstand journey and revisit it. But it was nice to step away for a minute.
Yeah, you have to. I think that's where clarity happens. Like, when you give yourself a break and you just mentally just stop, like, attaching feelings to postures, like, that's when the magic is like, ah, oh, now, grasshopper, you see the point of the prep. And you're like, oh, duh.
There it is.
Thanks.
And I would like to do more yoga teacher training, which I signed up for the 300-hour.
Yes. So exciting.
I need to start looking at the classes ahead and start, you know, getting those all aligned.
Cool.
But yes, I'm going to work into those avenues. So, yeah.
I dig it.
You know, more patience, more yoga, and more handstands. So that all sounds pretty good.
Those are great.
Let's do that.
Love those goals.
How about you? What are you going to add to your life?
I am going to add, honestly, like I talked about before, but like more flexibility in being able to, like, I feel like I'm really good at seeing things in a gray spectrum. Like, I don't feel like I'm like a, it's a black or white world for me. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I'm pretty flexible with that, but I feel like I can be conditional in my expectations or in my, I'm like, I'm flexible if this is, when it happens this way. So being just more across the board, accepting of like all types of flexibility. Mm-hmm. So I really haven't dived super deep into what I'm trying to accomplish in 2019. But I know that that's where I want to start. Because I feel like if I start there, I'm going to uncover, like, more things as I go. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because, like, 2017 was, for me, the year of the wheel. And then, like, 2018, I probably did, like, 10 wheels. Whereas, like, I did a journey of, like, the progression of my wheel pose in 2017 was crazy. So I was like, wow, I didn't water that garden like at all. Pretty sure I just shut off the water.
Like you just said, like you let that one go.
But I let that one go. Mm-hmm. And so I want to come back to wheel for some things. And I really do want to go from like in a handstand, I want to go into ekapada. Like I want to have more control and going from an inversion into an arm balance.
Gotcha.
So like that's, in my inversion playing, like, that's where I want to go. Mm-hmm. And then I, too, am adding teacher training into my 2019
Yay!
Rolodex of things. So I'm super excited about that.
Let's just go ahead and add one more thing to the plate.
But I feel like I say I feel like a lot on this show. I'm really going to work on that in 2019, too.
Well, it's our audio, like, journal. So I feel like I feel is appropriate.
Right, it's right. The way that we kind of attacked this podcast and how it kind of rejuvenated so many different, like, it lit a lot of different alleys for me. And I was like, this is so fun. Like, I love that. So, mm-hmm. like, I'm hoping that, like, yoga teacher training kind of relights things in, like, a different light, too. Mm-hmm. So, I'm just looking forward to seeing, like, what, when we add the new things to this chapter, what are we going to find out?
I'm excited to see where this is going. Like, yes. I wonder, like, what next year, like, what we're going to be
when
talking
we look
about.
Back.
We're like, I mean, are we going to still be in the same spot? Who knows? Maybe.
Oh, I hope so. I like the commute.
I meant figuratively.
Not literally in the closet, but okay, got it.
See, she needs to really not attach herself to conditions. Don't be so rigid.
I'm gonna be more fluid. awesome. Yay.
I do have a question for you.
Yeah.
If you had a halftime show for Super Bowl to see, who would you want to see on the Super Bowl halftime show?
Oh, wow.
It's a good one, isn't it?
Okay, if I had an all-star lineup.
Okay, yeah.
Go. Okay. And I mean, could be past or present, right? Or do they have to still be alive?
I think they have to still be alive.
Oh, man.
I do. No, they got to still be on this earth.
Okay. Well.
I mean, like, alive on the earth.
Alive. Okay. Honestly, I want NSYNC. I want Britney. I want Spice Girls. And I want Aerosmith. Give me that whole show. But add back in the Spice Girls. And so maybe put some Luda on the stage.
So and when Shannon's watching this, she's going to put her butterfly clips in her hair.
Yes.
And she's going to be wearing a sparkle two-top.
Mm-hmm.
And platform. Trap pants. She's going to be Sporty Spice.
And my trap pants.
Yeah.
Totally makes that, sense. Yeah. Because, like, if I could, it would be, like, Tom Petty and probably Dave Matthews together. Like, I know it's not, like, a Super Bowl-y, like, but I feel like that would be an epic.
It would put
everybody
to sleep.
Like, what? No, it would not. Everybody would just be super stoned.
Great. So true.
So if I could, with a past artist, it would be Tom Petty.
It's pretty good.
Thanks. Okay. What about you?
So I'm really addicted to Halsey right now.
Oh, she's so great.
I am. I'm like, I just think that she's just super cool.
Yeah.
So I like whoever she like collabs with, I think they just blow it out of the water. So it could be mm-hmm. anybody that she wants to
Ooh, what if
with.
It was Halsey and Nicki Minaj? That Your would mind be cool. would be blown.
And then I also think Ariana Grande like slipping in there to like just put like a chorus of something in there and then like stepping out. I think that would be really cool. But I always have to go back to like maybe Bruno Mars.
Oh, he's so good. Have you seen him live?
No. Those two times I tried to go, I didn't make it. But I thought that would be really cool.
That's a great one.
I know. Because he has so many hits, and everybody be dancing.
Oh.
Has he ever performed before at a Super Bowl?
At Super Bowl? I don't think so.
I'm going to put his name
Who
in the
Who did
hat.
It last year? Was it Bruno? Oh, man.
Was it Bruno Mars?
It might have been. Oh, my gosh. Shit. I feel really bad. We should know this.
We should probably know that.
We should probably know this.
I was completely sober, and I should remember that. The only one I remember is Lady Gaga, because that one was so epic.
I mean, she fell off the stage, and it was genius. I was like, is she okay? No, she meant to do that. Oh, my God. I don't know.
She comes, she emerges, and she flies through the air.
She's a mystical creature, that one.
I know. That was the best. I even rewatched it, and Katy Perry was really good that one year with the Sharks. Yeah. That was a good one, too.
I forgot that's where Left Shark came from. A little flipper fin.
He's totally off.
So bad.
It's so bad.
So bad.
Okay, we really enjoyed this, though.
Yeah, this is fun. Super fun.
And if we want to hear some advice from you guys, too.
Yeah, let us know.
It's always nice to...
What are you guys trying to get more into for 2019? Yeah.
What are you going
to
add?
What are you going to add? Hmm. Let us know. We want to know.
The world is your oyster.
Exactly. You can crack that puppy open.
Carefully. All right. See you later, guys.